Welcome to Shomar Shavuot Daf. Shir sponsored by Nishmas Haim Biyakov Shalom and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Megillah Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara Amud Beis towards the end of the Amud says that when the lot fell on Chodesh Adar, Haman was very happy. Omar Nafali Pur Beareach Shemes B'Moshe. This is the month the Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. It's a very good month to start up with Am Yisrael. Says the Gemara V'Loye Yudeyash B'Shiva B'Adar Meis. He didn't know that Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter in that in 7th Adar and also was born on Zayin Adar. My Rabbi Moshe Shapir Zatzal used to speak a lot about this Gemara. And he used to explain that the meaning is not that Haman didn't realize when Moshe Rabbeinu was born. Not that he missed that part of history. He knew exactly when Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, but he just didn't know that detail that was also the birthday of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's not pshat. Haman knew very well that Moshe Rabbeinu was born that day as well. But he did not understand the meaning of the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he didn't understand really the meaning of birth in general. And Ramesh explained it with a very simple understanding based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Tzadik Aleph. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Omer lahu mino l'gvia ben psiso. Came amin. So you know, someone was a kofer to Gviya, and he told him, "Vaylechun chayovo, you know, terrible for you. The amirtun may say chay. You say that people that are dead will come back to life. They'll be chayas amesim. That doesn't make any sense." Told him the mino, "The chayim may say chay. People that are already alive, they die. People that are dead will come back to life." Omer loy, so he answered him, "Vaylechun chayovo. You are bad. You're the chayov." You're saying the people that are dead will not come back to life. The people that were never existing, never lived, they're being born, they ain't living. The people that are already here, they already used to be in the world, they for sure will come back to life. So Ramosh used to explain that what is the discussion between the min and gvir ben psiso? The discussion is, what is really the main part of life? Am Yisrael, the Yidin, we believe that the main part is to get to the Olam Haba, to get to the world to come. Death is only a temporary break between Olam Haz and Olam Haba. So what's the Iker in life? It is the birth. If a person is born, he gets Chaim. The Chaim includes in it eternity. Chaim is Lo'ilam. Chaim of a human being really is a Chaim Lo'ilam that brings Olam Haba. In the middle, there'll be death. Death is a temporary sleep. The mean, on the other hand, doesn't believe in Olam Haba. So by him, death is the end. Someone who's born, all he has is one life. So he tells him, someone is already alive, he has the ultimate life. He's going to die. Someone is dead, how can he come back to life? Death is a dead end road, it's finished. There's nothing after that. And Be'aymik, the discussion over here is, what is really the world that we see? Is the mitzias, the reality that we see in front of our eyes, is that Iker or that's a tofel? The min looks at this world as the Iker. So if you're here, you're here. If you're not here, you're not in the main place of the world. Am Yisrael, we believe that the Iker is not here. The Iker, this is the way, the prosdor to get to Atraklin, is the pathway to get to wherever we're supposed to get to. But this is only a temporary part of the trip. So by the mean, if you're not here, you're missing the Iker. By Am Yisrael, if you started the journey, that's the main thing. Explains Ramosha, that's also here in the mistake of Haman. Haman looks at Chodesh Adar and sees a death of Moshe Rabbeinu. Death of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's a terrible tragedy. It's over. That's the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was born as well. That doesn't make a difference because the Misa is greater than birth. But we look at the Chodesh Adar as the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hi, there's a Ptir as well. Emma says, not only the Ptir is not a problem, which is only a temporary stop, but in a sense, the Ptir could be even greater. Because when a Tzaddik is Nifter, he becomes part of the world. He comes, his Torah is spread more in the world. He becomes Echad with Am Yisrael. So mainly, not only the Ptir is not a problem, because the leader is greater, as Rashi says, Kedai HaLeida Shetechaper Alamiso. But in a sense, the Miso is just joining the Leido. The Leido is the beginning of the journey. The Miso is the next stage of the journey. The Miso combines with the Leido to bring a full Chaim to the Tzaddik. And because Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who gives Torah to Am Yisrael, So then when he's nifter, there's another level of Torah. And that is the oimek that in time of Purim, there was another Kabbalah Satorah. When Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, he gave us the Torah. But then when it came to time of Achashverosh, Hadar Kiblu Yimei Achashverosh was even a greater Kabbalah, because the Ptira of a Tzaddik brings another level to where he was during his lifetime. For us, Chodesh Adar is a very good Chodesh, is a Chodesh of Simcha. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.